America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. Always good to have hump day come around. A lot of people are glomming on to social media and digital marketing. It is a good time to be getting into that. But a lot of people don't know how to begin. My next guest is Brian Kipp. He is both a friend and a mentor. He's also the one that saves my bacon every week on social media because he is the president, the founder of Sofa King Creative Group. They do our social media. They created our website, and they do a darn good job of it. First of all, thanks so much for joining us. How's biz?
Biz is great. First of all, your intros to me, I mean, I should just bring you around everywhere I go.
No, but you know, you guys do a great job. You guys do a great job, and more people are finding you. I want to ask you though. You've got a conference coming up for people that maybe have never dealt with digital marketing, never dealt with their social media, that don't know the importance of it. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing? And who you're looking to reach?
So the conference is called Lexicon Vegas. What I did is I went out and I teamed up with all the great marketing minds, PR, brand creators here in Las Vegas. So it's not just my company. I went out and reached out. I've got a great speaker, Chris Evans, coming from R&R Partners, which is the Valley's probably largest marketing company in town. I've got other great minds, marketing minds. I've got Brian Killingsworth from the Vegas Golden Knights, the chief marketing officer. I'm really excited to hear what his topics are going to be. His topic is going to be building a brand from the ground up because we've never had a professional team in Las Vegas. I've got people representing the chamber. We've got vice presidents from MGM. We've got one of my favorite people. In the PR world, her name is Megan Fazio, and she just came out and just got really aggressive several years ago. We actually worked on a project together for STK, for the One Group, but she's also going to be speaking. So it's not just about my company and my views. It's 25 of the top marketing minds and digital strategists in Las Vegas. will be available at this conference starting this Friday, 9 a.m. We're going to hold it at Saki Rock on the third floor. They have a beautiful event space, and it opens up to a terrace that overlooks the whole downtown.
It's beautiful. Picturesque.
It's incredible. So the idea is that, you know, from 9 to 4, Friday and Saturday, come out. We're going to have some of the greatest marketing minds. Passes are still available on the website. It's lexiconvegas.com. And basically, well, for one, I definitely want to invite you out, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I just over the years, I mean, I've done good marketing campaigns. I've done marketing campaigns that I felt that was really good. And, you know, I'm actually going to be speaking as well. And my topic is going to be on how to hire a proper marketing agency. Some of the questions I asked, people come in, they go, oh yeah, hey, I need you to do my marketing, my social media, build me a website. But okay, what's your goals? What are your goals with all this? Are you just looking to spend money? Is it free money? Can I just do whatever I want with it? Or do you have a goal? And I need to know what those goals are. And so does my team, and so does other marketing companies. And most importantly, so do the actual consumers coming to us with the project. They need to know what the expectations are from us. So that I'm really excited to actually have a good talk about that with all of our attendees.
A lot of people look at digital marketing or their social media platforms. They look at them as just a line item. They're an expense. Can you monetize these sorts of things?
You know what? I mean, you can. It is definitely becoming, you know, more and more difficult as more and more people are doing it. But I'll tell you, it is it's definitely a necessity. You have to have social media, especially if you have a business, because when a lot of people now, they're, you know, like you're talking about Ichabod's, okay? So if I heard that on your on your radio show, and one of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to either go search on Google, find out where it is, you know, even though, you know, you've told us many times where it was or where it is. But I'm also going to look at it on Instagram, Facebook, on social channels. If I don't find it and see it, I don't think it's relevant within my, you know, within my community or within the people that I feel like would go there. I want to go to a place that is hip, that has a good kind of social flow. And you don't have to post every day. You know, I actually have a saying at my office, don't post a post. Don't just put content out there just because people don't want to see that. They want to see relevant content.
Meaningful stuff that's meaningful to them.
Exactly. Something that's actually going to be that you can create an engagement. In the marketing world, we call it a call to action. Do something where people are going to engage with the content you're putting out. Some of it, you know, is just more PSA announcements. But for the most part, you know, just don't post a post.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people regard social media as an annoying component that you have to have. Mm-hmm. It's something that may cost you money. Does it generate any money? Does social media, as opposed to regular digital marketing, does it cost money or does it make money?
Well, first of all, it doesn't cost anything to set up your social media, which is another good thing for people to come out to the conference so they can learn the strategies of what other digital marketers are doing. But I mean, basically, it's just one of those necessities that you have to have. I just think that if you got yourself educated enough to where you can at least, even if you got, I always call my business example is a sticker shop, you know, just a very basic business. And if you still have social media and you post it once a week, twice a week, you know, maybe a new sticker that you have or a new sale that you're running, you could do that on your own. The problem is when you're growing your business and now you go from one employee to two employees to 10 employees to 20 employees, that's when you need to start looking at outsourcing your social media. Or if you feel like that's your missing component, are your customers coming in saying, hey, I can't find you on social media, or hey, I gave you a good review and no one really said you know, nobody ever said anything back to me, or I check in here all the time, but I never get any engagement back from you. If you think about it, when you go to the next restaurant you go to, Kevin, go in, check in on social media, even say how great the place was. Hopefully you had a good experience, and see if you get an engagement back. Do it until you get an engagement back from all the places that you visit, and then report back and let me know which one got right back to you and how long it took him to get back to you.
More coming up. Brian Kipp joining us from Sofa King Creative Group. They've got a 2-day seminar that's coming up on Friday, and it is when you see the speakers list, it's like a who's who in marketing in the Las Vegas area. I'm going to ask Brian coming up in our next segment about Facebook. Should it be broken up? Mark Zuckerberg, is he the guy in the black hat or the white hat? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere. I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hello, I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm running for the Las Vegas City Council in the special election, Ward 2. I've spoken to several hundred constituents in the ward, and overwhelmingly, the number one issue facing Ward 2 is crime. Just as I was able to get things done while serving as your assemblywoman in the Nevada legislature, I will do the same on the City Council. While Las Vegas has increased funding for more police on the streets, I will make sure they target hotspots in Ward 2. In 2015, I helped pass several instrumental bills in the legislature, including a ridiculous law that stopped the cosmetology board from shutting down a business. I fought for legislation for homeowners against squatters and another bill that increased safeguards against guardianship abuse. I'm a problem solver. My door will always be open so I can be your voice. I will never stop fighting for Las Vegas. I can't do this unless you vote. Early voting runs from May 25th through June 7th. Election day is June 11th. I'm Victoria Seaman, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by the GOP PAC.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. I'm so excited because this 2-day conference here in Las Vegas at Saki Rock is going to be amazing. And it's kind of social media, digital marketing from the ground up. For those of you that have never dealt with this and you want to find out, this is a great way to do it. How can people get tickets, and can you save them some money today, maybe?
Yes. So, basically, just log into lexiconvegas.com. We also Lexicon Vegas for all of our social platforms. So you can follow us there. I definitely want to come on. You kind of ruined my surprise there, Kevin. So for everybody on Kevin's show, if you go to the checkout page on the tickets and you type in Lexicon 20, we're going to save you 20% off.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming if they go to your website, Sofa King Creative Group, you have a link to it, to Lexicon?
Well, actually, we don't have a link to it because Lexicon is actually considered a client. And the client hasn't happened yet. So we haven't had a case study on it yet. So that's actually a good question. On our social medias, of course, we're all over the social medias. Actually, if you want to get a complete list of all the speakers, you can go to Sofa King's social media, obviously on Lexicon. We have a whole breakdown. We have a schedule of when all the speakers are going to be speaking. We got two different pass options, a general admission pass and then also a VIP pass. Just really excited.
Outstanding. I've been wanting to ask you because you're the smartest dude I know of where it comes to social media, the internet, all things digital. And that is the recent furor about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. That they're not protecting privacy, mm-hmm. That they are essentially deleting people who are conservative, mm-hmm. Silencing their voice. And a lot of people are calling, in fact, a couple of the presidential wannabes, Kamala Harris and others, are saying that they should be broken up. Should we be breaking up large corporations like Facebook?
You know what? I mean, digital marketing and social media is still so new to everybody. And obviously, you know, in the world of like laws, you know, they always say that sometimes laws, you know, they're so far behind to catch up to enforce law. I definitely think that social media companies need to have oversight and on some sort of level. I just don't feel that Facebook, which owns Instagram, which has recently acquired WhatsApp, I don't feel like they are that type of antitrust situation yet, because you still have Twitter out there that literally is a giant. You still have LinkedIn out there which is one of the biggest social media giants when it comes to the business networking world. You've got Snapchat. You got a whole bunch of other ones out there. So if Facebook started buying up all them, I definitely think that then someone should probably take a look at that, because controlling all of the messaging of what comes out for social media, you know, I read all the stories, the same thing about, quieting conservatives and people with non-liberal views. I didn't personally see that happening, but I read the reports and I believe that it probably did happen or had the capability of happening. But you know, Kevin, you know my beliefs of what of when it comes to political. I just think that you're always going to have to one up the next person, and outsmart them. And unfortunately, I think the Republican Party needs to step up and get into the age of fighting. And getting their voices out on social media. I mean, the president proved that's where people want to see him talk. I mean, we might not like everything he says on there. I'm a big supporter, as you know, but I think at the end of the day, going into 2016's election, we sat down and talked, and we were talking about helping some of the upcoming Nevada Republicans. And a lot of them didn't want to get on board with social media as heavily as their counter Democrat. And, I mean, they're already out there. You know, I mean, it's not a lie. Obama, when he got elected the first time, he used a whole Let Change America, the whole movement, and he used social media. It wasn't that big then, but you still
had
it.
By the way, so did the Russians.
Yeah.
So did the Russians in 2016 and 2018.
But Facebook definitely does have to do that. So Facebook, from what I'm seeing, they are taking steps that if you're going to spend money, we helped out one of our Republican during the midterms, Tina Petras, it took us 45 days roughly to get approved to be a political page in order to do paid marketing, because this was during all that time. So I think that they're trying to make the steps. Are they going to make the steps? Are they actually going to get there? I'm not really sure. I mean, I hope they do. I hope they do the right thing.
Okay, in our final minute, Lexicon, it's coming Friday and Saturday at Saki Rock, right across from T-Mobile.
Yep.
And explain the ticket situation and the discount.
Yeah, so basically, so you just go to lexiconvegas.com, pick the, we've got a general admission pass, or we have a VIP pass, whatever, which one that you want. And during the checkout, I'll ask you for a discount code. And right now on the show, we are publicizing Lexicon 20 will get you 20% off. And I won't be upset if you share it with your with your friends and family, but I'll know where it came from. So Lexicon 20 at lexiconvegas.com. It's on the third floor of Saki Rock in their event space. The VIP luncheon that we're going to be having for all of our VIP attendees will be on the second floor mezzanine. They're going to have a great spread. I mean, Saki Rock is always an amazing place to go. And
the food is fabulous, by the way.
It's incredible. So lexiconvegas.com, Lexicon 20 is your discount right here from Kevin Wall.
And God, I love it.
And Kevin, I've got two non-20s for you.
No. Oh, my God! I just love it. I love it. Hey, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming in. And I know we'll be talking again. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for all you do for our program.
Well, thank you.
That is Brian Kemp. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all is where you call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. You dictate the topic. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Well, let's see. The president was in Louisiana yesterday bragging about the energy policy, which has positioned America as an actual leader of oil exports, including liquefied natural gas. Just incredible. Earlier today, I had a chance to visit with Blair Ellis. She is the the national press secretary for the Republican National Committee, and I had a chance to visit with her about what went on yesterday and the president, and this is what she had to say.
I think this president has been a game changer in a lot of ways, and he is totally redefining what it means to be results driven and action oriented. And I think it's taken the Democrats a little while to pick up on the speed at which he operates, but we're okay with that because in the meantime, the American people are the ones that are benefiting because of his you know mentality of let's keep the foot on the gas at all times. And as a result, we've got a really rocking economy right now because of it.
Can you explain to people, because I have not heard the president brag really about this. He might do a just kind of an offhand comment. But I keep thinking back to if Hillary Clinton had been president, would our economy be this good? Would our energy strategy be this good? I mean, we are becoming a leader around the world in energy production, liquefied natural gas. It's just incredible. But I keep thinking back, would Hillary have done this? I doubt it.
No, I don't think Hillary would have allowed for such ideas to come forth. I think that she's somebody that, as any Democrat is a proponent of more red tape. Somebody that is not going to allow the government to get out of the way so that entrepreneurs and small business owners and companies have an opportunity to innovate and create. But because of what President Trump is doing, we've been able to see some really rocking results. We've seen more than 6 million new jobs created since Trump took office. We've seen unemployment dropped to 3.6, the lowest it's been since 1969. And we saw first quarter GDP of 2019 at an outstanding 3.2%. That's the best first quarter GDP rate that we've had in the last 4 years. And this is truly because of the Republican mindset of like, get government out of the way and let's let innovators, job creators do what they do best. Let's reduce red tape. Let's reduce regulation. And what happens when you do that is this boom. What happens when you do this is you can start to see consumer optimism reach record level highs. You start to see employers feel like they have a little bit more breathing room to expand, to grow, to bring on new staff and to raise wages. And so that's ultimately what you get when you put Republicans in office is you create opportunities for growth, for improvement, and it's something that benefits every American.
Again, joining us, Blair Ellis, the National Press Secretary for the RNC. I want to ask you, because just a matter of weeks ago, we had the release of the Mueller report, and you and me and all the American taxpayers, we spent $30 million, 22 months on this investigation. We found no Russian collusion. He kind of left open the door for talking about obstruction of justice. But I thought this was the end of it. Now we're finding out that with the House committees, that this is the beginning of a new investigation. Will we ever be done with this? Will we ever be able to say, okay, case closed?
You know, I think there are a lot of American people right now, most Americans are ready for that case to be closed. The case should have been closed when the Mueller report was released, should have been closed when the memo was released. And ultimately, what we're seeing is that the report did not fit Democrats' phony collusion narrative. And because of that, Democrats have really set out to harass and disrespect Attorney General Bill Barr. And they've kind of made it their personal mission statement to try and drag him down. And it's all in an effort to undercut this president. And it's crazy to me because the Attorney General has been as transparent and cooperative throughout this process as he possibly could have been. You know, the bottom line conclusions were made available on March 24th. We then saw the report released to the public with very few redactions that were done in coordination with the special counsel's team. We saw Barr testify for 4 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And we've just seen time and time again his effort to be, AG Barr's effort to be as transparent, as thorough, as forthcoming as possible. And yet nothing is ever good enough for congressional Democrats.
I know that the congressional Democrats are going after William Barr. I'd be interested to know your perspective on what Barr did. I think Barr, in testifying, in the actions he's taken, I thought he's done a great job. What do you think about the job of William Barr, the Attorney General?
I think he's fantastic. I think Barr is an incredibly well-respected attorney who has spent his career in public service and in private law practice. He is somebody that at one point was passed on a bipartisan consensus, approved or confirmed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the fact that at this point Democrats are trying to hold Attorney General Barr in contempt of court is ridiculous, and it flies in the face of what they argued back in 2012. We saw leading Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff call the contempt vote on Obama's then Attorney General Eric Holder. They called it completely political exercise. They called it unprecedented. They called it Republicans moving the goalpost. And here we are a short number of years later after 2012. And now that the tables have turned, Democrats are totally reneging on everything that they preached about 5 years ago. And it's just shameful. It shows the true political motivations of these Democrats. It shows what they're about. And what they're about is undercutting this president. They're trying their hardest and their most desperate attempts to drag him through the mud. And kudos to the president for, again, not letting his foot off the gas and not letting the silliness deter him from accomplishing results for the American people.
I know that the RNC is out in the field. We are going to have a brand new state director in just a matter of a week or so. But I know that you folks are on the ground. Do you get a sense the American people get it? Do you think the American people are smart enough to see what all these investigations are about and that we are on the right track? I haven't looked at a right track, wrong track poll in a while, but do you get a sense the American people are smart enough to see through all this Democrat stuff?
Totally. I think absolutely the American people are smart enough to read through it. I think when we're traveling the country, when the chairwoman of the RNC is traveling the country, when the president is traveling the country, and you're out talking to everyday Americans and you ask them about the Mueller probe or the Russia probe, most of them look at you and kind of tilt their head and they're like, that's number one, they either don't care about it, or number two, they feel like it's been signed, sealed, and delivered as of a couple weeks ago. But most people, when you ask them about it, instead are like, well, can we talk about the economy? Because that's really what affects our day-to-day lives. That's really what affects our pockets. That's what affects our bottom line. That's what affects our ability to put food on the table for our family. And the economy is rocking, and they're feeling the results right now because of it. And I think to your point too, we do have a strong infrastructure. The RNC has a strong infrastructure that we're rolling out right now. We have some new hires the RNC has made, regional political directors and key state directors. We're building out one of our largest regional communications efforts of any cycle to date. And this is important because this gives such a significant advantage to GOP candidates across this country. It gives an advantage to President Trump, but it gives a significant advantage to GOP candidates up and down the ballot that are going to be working on a state and a local as well as a federal level. And that's something that the DNC, that Democrats just don't have going for them right now.
I know, Blair, that you and I talk on a regular basis, but I don't think I've asked you. What is your take on what I'm told now is 22 Democrat presidential wannabes, the latest being Steve Bullock? If nobody knows who I'm talking about, you're not alone. Steve Bullock is the governor of Montana, a red state, but he is a Democrat. What do you make of this field? And are you surprised where Biden is out in front by 25 or 30 points? I mean, is this race over?
No, I think if anyone learned anything from 2016, it's that you never count anyone out. And that is why the RNC is taking every candidate that jumps into the race just as seriously as people might assume that we're taking Joe Biden. We take every candidate very seriously, and we don't want to count anyone out of the race. But to the point about Joe Biden being ahead in the polls, I just think it's because he's got such strong name ID. I think it's because people associate him with his predecessor, Mr. Obama. But I'm interested to start seeing how much of the Obama legacy Mr. Biden tries to really latch on to, or if he needs to try and distance himself from it to try and kind of create his own name ID. But I think the thing I'm most looking forward to are these Democrat debates in a few short weeks at the end of June. I am pretty pumped to watch Democrats start throwing some elbows on a stage and really interested to kind of see how that ends up shaking out.
I know that the president in Louisiana yesterday was berating the new Green Deal or the Green New Deal, which is absolutely a nightmare trying to explain it to people. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about this Green New Deal and what it would do to industries like where the president was yesterday, liquefied natural gas? I mean, all these folks will go away.
Right. The issue with the Green New Deal is that it's unworkable and it's unaffordable, and it's just this kind of pie in the sky proposal put forth by some ultra liberal lefties that really just want to appease their base. But the reality is, if this thing were to come to fruition, it would pretty much be a taxpayer boondoggle, cost upwards of I believe $90 billion, and it would take over or have regulations that kind of a trickle down effect on just about every industry in our country. It would call for a complete overhaul of the way that we go about building buildings. It would totally affect the way that businesses can be run. It would put a lot of red tape on business owners alike. It would create a kind of a massive need for a lot of the infrastructure within buildings that exist to date to be torn down and completely rebuilt. It is just the essence of big government. It is the essence of government takeover of pretty much every industry across the board. It's something that's just unworkable, and it's just about as far left as you can get. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised that Democrats are trying to kind of race each other to jump on board and be in support of it. But if nothing else, I think Democrats, as they start traveling the country, are going to start hearing from the American people what really matters to them. And what matters to them are the economy. It's how things are doing. It's healthcare. It's not this government, government-backed takeover of every industry that's going to create a massive headache and, again, a massive strap for cash for a lot of American people.
I love that. Blair Ellis, she is the National Press Secretary for the RNC. And the RNC, by the way, is going to be jumping in with both feet in our state in the coming months. In the coming weeks, actually. They're going to announce their new their brand new state director. So we will get to that. Hey, by the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Now, it's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to experience it. I want you to experience it, so I've got a $20 gift card right now to caller number 3 at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number 3 will be our winner. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and dial in. And we'll send out your $20 gift card. This is an amazing place. So caller number 3 right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. Again, that's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back. We will get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you tell us what it is you want to talk about. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local now. All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Let's get to your phone calls. Let's go to Scott in Las Vegas. Scott, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead. Hi, Scott.
Yes, Kevin. I'm here. And I would like to welcome you to San Francisco East.
Oh, no, not already.
Here we go.
Not already.
Oh, yes. Already. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, Jared Fisher would be proud of me. I'm 70 years old, and I've been around since Ike was president. For your listeners who don't know who Ike is, he is Dwight D. Eisenhower. I ride my 50-year-old bicycle to the grocery store every other day to go shopping for my wife and I. And now, on my way to the grocery store, I am dodging human cucka with a side order of syringes.
Oh, no.
Now, when Brian Sandoval was our governor, this never happened. Under Sisolak, it's happening, and it's happening fast. All over Boulder Highway.
What should we as a community be doing about it? That's why your next city councilman, your next county commissioner, those are very, very important jobs. And that's why you need. Do you know who your city councilman is, or your county commissioner is?
No, I don't. I'm in Clark. My wife and I are in Clark County. I have no idea, but yeah, I think I should find out.
I think you should too.
What about the cheap way out? Can they put these little portable toities all over Boulder Highway? You know, I mean, that would be a start, and that would be a cheap way out.
Porta potties.
Yeah, they're going to need them.
Well, no. What you need are people who are not, using needles, who are not pooping on the sidewalk, I mean, we used to give holy hell to people who allowed their dogs to poop on the sidewalk. Now people are pooping on the sidewalk. There's something wrong there, Scott. I understand exactly where you're coming from. Thank you, man. Nah, it's true. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Steven. Steven, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. Well, a sentence or two on the last caller. I think we need a city and a county ordinance. If people are making their living off commerce, I'm tired of seeing signs, no public restrooms. I guess those people want that feces and urine in their parking lot rather than going down the drain. But I called about Vladimir Lenin's quote and the fact that the American people get it. No, they don't, Kevin, and we're going to lose big time. Vladimir Lenin, these aren't Democrats like the last lady said. They're communists, and communizing a nation is 90% complete, according to Vladimir Lenin, by establishment of a national bank. And some of our talk show hosts think that the American people are too stupid to understand it. And I think they might be right.
Wow. One of the things we do on this program is we provide a platform. It's for people, for politicians from time to time, although I don't think we have any on yet. And just plain people talking about stuff that interests them. We call it Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Coming up, tomorrow is Thursday, and you know what we do on Thursday. Thursday is always a fun day because Wayne Allen Root stops by. I can't wait to ask him what he thinks of some of these Democrat presidential wannabes. The latest is Steve Bullock. And if you don't know who Steve Bullock is, he's the governor of Montana. It's a red state. And he is a Democrat. Yeah. Very, very, very strange. That's going to do it for today. I can't believe we've run through the entire program. And then some, maybe. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? You don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.